Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
This week, I want to look across the fence at loving our neighbor. You know, when God told us to love our neighbor, who was he talking about? Who is our neighbor? You know, sometimes we'll think about the people with the loud music or the annoying dog. But in the Bible, there's a wider application because to God, the whole world is one big global neighborhood. That's why Jesus told the story of the Good Samaritan to help illustrate the point that our neighbor is someone anyone in this world. It's those that we love and those that we can't stand. Those that we live nearby and those in far-off places. My challenge today and this week is to dare you to love your neighbor as Jesus said, to love your neighbor as yourself. Let's look at what he said in Matthew chapter 22, 38 and 40. He said, first of all, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. Right? That's what we need to do. But we didn't just leave it there. He went on to say, love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. You know, when we're obeying those two things, we are truly following God. This is John Church, pastor of Katy Park Baptist Church, asking you today and this week to go the distance in Christ.